But if I hurt you, I'd make wine from your tears. Written by Softer Sin. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Call of Duty. Rating, teen. Relationship, soap, ghost. Also tagged for not fic, concept, drabble, alternate universe, reality TV, the block AU, home renovation, crack treated seriously, retirement, retired ghost, retired soap, established relationship, POV third person omniscient, and non-military. Recorded for Shadow Spires for ITPE 2025.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart.
Chapter 1. Feeling complacent in retirement, Soap and Ghost go on a renovation competition show. Ghost takes over the budget, and he's ruthless with it, tracking every paint swatch and piece of lumber down to the last cent, haggling for every purchase and making the most of their coupons. Soap's in charge of design. He can visualize floor plans better than anyone, seeing completed spaces in his mind when there's little more than a steel shell. They run their site like a military base, treating their builders like rookies, expecting them to follow orders, but also waiting for them to inevitably mess up so they can fix it. They're an immediate shock to the judges. They fully expected them to have no idea what they're doing, to have no understanding of style or trends. But they didn't sign up just for shits and giggles. They know how to hit a brief and can do physical labor faster than the actual builders. With Soap's discerning eye and Ghost's practicality, they design gorgeous rooms and become a real threat for the prize money. They can handle the stress and sleepless nights like it's second nature, because really, it is. A few all-nighters painting are nothing compared to getting shot at for a living. They also take great joy in messing with the other couples. It takes a while for them to figure out they're even married. They argue like it's going out of fashion, never holding their opinions or frustrations back. But it's their love language as much as their banter. You can hear them barking at each other from across the site. Call signs and LT and Sergeant thrown around just like in the field. The challenges are where they have the most fun. The day-to-day, that's work. They're strict, both with themselves and the schedule, never letting anything fall behind or go incompleted. But the challenges, that's playtime. They love pushing the brief, towing the line of the rules purely because they can. They get to a two-part art challenge and Ghost scheming before the host even opens their mouth. Part one, one half of the couple has to design some kind of art piece that will feature in their house. Part two, the other person has to gather supplies and tools and make the art. There's a time limit for how long they can take to gather the supplies. Once it's up, they can't go back for more, and they can only use what they can carry themselves to their station. They're in a warehouse filled with scrap and paint and tools. The choice is almost overwhelming. Ghost politely interrupts the host to ask for a clarification. Absolutely anything in the warehouse can be used, so long as they can carry it. The host confirms, anything under the roof is theirs to use. Ghost thanks them and steps back in line, standing at attention and waiting for round one to start. Ghost shocks everyone when he volunteers to be the one to do the art. Soap is well known as the artist of the two of them, but Soap sees the mischief in his eyes. He knows he's up to something and can't wait to see where it goes. The timer starts, and Ghost immediately shucks his hoodie and gets to grabbing, stuffing the impromptu bag with everything he recognizes from Soap's own supplies. There's seconds to go when he bolts for Soap, throwing him over his shoulder in a fireman's carry, carrying him back over to his collective items. The other couples are pissed and call it cheating, trying to get them disqualified. Ghost just shrugs, Soap still over his shoulder. They said we can use anything we can carry. I followed the brief. Soap just laughs like a madman. They win the challenge by a landslide. Everything's going smoothly. They've won enough room reveals that they're in a good financial position. They're ahead in their current room and in a great headspace. Then Soap gets hurt. It's an honest mistake. A part of the roof they thought was stable collapses and hits Soap. And Ghost, always calm and in control, panics. He's on the other side of the site when he hears Soap cry out and goes running, shoving past cameramen and builders, screaming to know what happened before he even sees him. He finds Soap on the ground, blood dripping from his temple, and it's too familiar, a thing he sees in his nightmares. He doesn't know what to do with all his fear, so instead he channels it into anger. He goes off on his builders, demanding to know how they could be so useless and careless as to miss the unstable roof, screaming at them in a way he hasn't done since he was on active duty, tearing down a rookie for poor trigger management. All the while, his gentle hands tend to Soap, checking the wound if he's concussed, soothing him before he can slip into a flashback of his own. He growls at the cameras, doesn't let the on-site medics anywhere near him. He doesn't know them, doesn't trust them with his Johnny. It's only Soap's gentle convincing that makes him step back, that forces him to stop and breathe, glaring the medics down from Soap's side as they check him and come to the same conclusion Soap already reached. He'll be just fine. A few stitches and he'll be right back in it. Ghost goes with him to the hospital to get the stitches laid, abandoning the site to their terrified builders to look after. It takes a few days before he can handle them being separated again. Can't even handle one of them going shopping while the other one site manages. But Soap doesn't begrudge him for his clinginess. Not when he knows it's rooted in the fear of losing him. He just keeps him close and calls him his good luck charm when they win the room reveal that week.